And it's just a few seconds in front of 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues and soul music for you here on Sunday nights at WCMU for the last 36 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the show I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. I know you're out there, but I'd love it if you would send me two sentences. I just want to know your first name and what city, town, state, province, country you're listening from. I know it could be anywhere in the world, and I hear from people all over. So here is my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time. I want you to know that Keith in Saginaw is the one who suggested, why don't you do a show on the blues scene all over the world from all these different countries? There's got to be some kind of blues happening out there. So that it was his suggestion, and I'm happy to spin it tonight. And I know I'm not going to get to everyone, especially from Canada or the United Kingdom, Great Britain, and Australia. Those countries have huge blues scenes, but I will get to those countries, and this will be the first of several international blues shows featuring blues around the globe. I heard from Caitlin in Bay City. She checked in. Melinda and Ricky in Charlevoix were in New Orleans last week and sent me a photo of Ricky wearing his Juke Joint t-shirt standing next to a vintage photo of the great Duke Ellington. You might say the Duke of Juke and the Duke of Ellington in the same photo. How about that? Bruce on Bablo Island has been relaxing with his dog by the wood stove on Bablo Island, where he's been working all day clearing the roads. Captain Ted checked in from North Florida. He is a yacht captain for the last 46 years. And he's looking forward to coming back to Michigan, but he's been listening in North Florida recently. And he said he went on a long hike today in the 90-degree Florida heat. So he needs to relax. Thank you for dropping me a line, each and every one of you. I'll get to some more shout-outs a little later in the show. Now I'm going to turn to a man that actually should be called Sir George Ivan Morrison, better known as Van Morrison or Van the Man Morrison. He was born in Northern Ireland in 1945. He is now 75. He plays guitar, blues harp, some keyboards, saxophone, and of course that distinctive Van Morrison voice. He was the lead singer of a band in Northern Ireland called Them back in the mid-1960s. That's where I first came across him. Since then, he has won 2 Grammys. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He has been knighted, hence the title Sir. His father had a huge record collection. His father loved Ray Charles, Solomon Burke, and Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. So Van the Man grew up listening to those artists and got into it. So let's turn to a couple of tunes from the mid-1960s when he was the lead singer for a band called Them. And this first one was done by Bobby Blue Bland in the early 1960s. This is Van Morrison's version of Turn On Your Love Light.
Darling, tore it apart. You left me sitting by the fire crying. You said your love for me was dying. And I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, I'm down on my knees. Turn on your light. Shine, shine, let it shine. Now I wanna know
Baby, Please Don't Go. That was Van Morrison on the vocals leading his group, Them, T-H-E-M. That was the name of the group. And he must have been 19 years old when he was singing that tune in 1964. That is a blues standard that went back to the man who wrote the tune originally and recorded it originally in 1935. The great nine-string guitarist, nine-string guitarist, Big Joe Williams did that. And then it became a blues standard when guitars began to plug in the late 1930s and onward. Of course, Muddy Waters did a version of it as well. It's, like I said, a blues standard. Baby, Please Don't Go. And we open things up with Turn On Your Love Light. Now I'm going to turn to another artist from Australia. We heard Dave Hall early in the show. He is from Australia. Fiona Boyes is from Australia as well. Fiona, F-I-O-N-A, and her last name is B-O-Y-E-S. I have no pronunciation guide, so I'm going with, I think it's pronounced simply Boyes. And she is from Melbourne, Australia. And in 2003, she came to Memphis, Tennessee to participate in the International Blues Challenge. Blues bands from all over the world are in a competition in their home countries, their home turf, and if they become the best in that area, then they get sent on to the International Blues Challenge, and Fiona was there. She competed in the category, not a blues band category, she competed in the solo/duo category, and she performed solo. Did really well. In fact, Pinetop Perkins, the late Pinetop Perkins, the great pianist and the great guitarist Hubert Sumlin, hey, they love Fiona Boyes. Well, here she is on her CD from 2015 called Box and Dice. And this, she may be my favorite artist of all this evening. And you got to find out more about her. She's wonderful. She's playing a cigar box guitar on this. In fact, it's labeled a 6-string Box and Dice cigar box guitar and a Resophonic electric baritone guitar. And this one, appropriately titled for this show, is a juke joint on Moses Lane. Thank you.
when you need a moonshine out. You need some place to blow. Going down to Tallahassee, gonna have myself a bowl.
Walking around
From Australia, that was Fiona Boys from her Box and Dice CD on the Reference Recordings label. She's got 7 or 8 CDs out, and I have most of them. And that was a tune titled Walkin' Round Money. And we open things up with the Juke Joint on Moses Lane. Well, I heard from Angelita in Rochester Hills, and she said the Juke Joint gives her something to look forward to for the end of the weekend. Everything's sounding good. And I also heard from Lefty up in Gulliver in the Upper Peninsula. He was down in Sweetwater, Tennessee recently and sent me a photo from down that way. I appreciate that. Good to hear from you. I also heard from Lynn in Alma. She says, I'm 15 miles south of you, but we are traveling to far-flung places with the Juke Joint tonight. This is our Around the Globe feature tonight on the Juke Joint broadcast. Also heard from Jim in Columbus, Ohio, checking in. He says, I tuned in 10 minutes late, but now enjoying some hot tea as I listen to the sweet sounds of the Juke Joint. And I also heard from Teal from Bay City. She's a member of a group called Drink and Stitch. They do a lot of sewing and apparently a little bit of drinking. She said, always enjoying the music. Well, tonight I'm sitting on the patio with the radio in the window, and I'm crocheting something that probably can't be mentioned on NPR. Well, best not to mention it. Oh, just teasing me with that one. How about that? And I also heard from Ray and Carrie from Williamston tuning in tonight. He says, I'm loving this global blues idea. Keep up the good work. And Ellen checked in from Alpena. She says, I love the idea for this feature tonight. It's a nice finish to a day catching up with friends. Thanks to each and every one of you for dropping me a line. I'll get to some more, open up some more of those emails as the program moves along. Well, now we're going to turn to a CD by an artist based in Croatia. I debuted this for you just a few weeks ago. His name is Tomislav Guliban, and he is a blues singer and harmonica player, leader of his own band. He's a blues educator, a radio DJ, festival organizer, and a recording artist. He was born in a house along the railroad tracks in Croatia, where he still lives. He began playing harp back in 1997, and he loves listening to the music of Sonny Terry on his recordings, one of the great harp masters. He has a blues radio show on Croatian national radio, and he was one of the founders for the support group, the first president of the Croatian Blues Forces Association, and they received a Keeping the Blues Alive Award from the Blues Foundation in Memphis in 2019. So Tomislav Guliban, very important to the blues world, and especially in Croatia. Let's turn to his new CD, Express Connection. He's on the harp and vocals here, and this is a tune titled Bite Me Like a Snake.
Dancing all around, down in the crowd, looking just like my kind. She bring eyesight to the blind, from the land of windmills. She bring her northern trails, from where the red lights keep on shining through the night.
Your poison made me hate.
close to the flame. Don't you hear me calling, Mary Jane, Mary Jane?
You hit me like a snake, your poison made me ache. You hit me like a snake, your poison made me ache.
From Croatia, that was blues harp player, singer, and songwriter Tomislav Guliban from his new CD titled Express Connection, and we just heard a tune titled Babe on the Run. Prior to that, we heard Bite Me Like a Snake. Well, now we're going to turn to a request that came in from Desiree in Midland. She heard Muddy Waters singing a tune titled My Home is in the Delta, and she liked it so much she wanted to hear it again. I'm not sure where she heard it. I haven't played it recently, but nonetheless, I'm going to play two tunes by Muddy Waters, but first I'm going to give you just a little bit of background. This is a 1963 release on the Chess label called Folk Singer, Muddy Waters. And in 1959, the Newport Folk Festival was launched, and a whole lot of Southern, older generation Southern blues artists like Mississippi John Hurt, Skip James, Mississippi Fred McDowell, and Son House came north to perform at those folk festivals. And that is when Leonard Chess of the Chess record label, where Muddy and Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter and Etta James and numerous others recorded for the Chess Brothers, Leonard said, there's a whole lot of folk music fans out there that we're not reaching with your electric blues, Muddy. Why don't you do something on the acoustic side and we'll issue it and see if we can attract some new fans for you. So we did. And got a wonderful band here. Willie Dixon is on the bass. Clifton James is on the drums. Buddy Guy is on guitar. When he walked in the door, Leonard Chess looked at him and said, Muddy, no, this won't work. We don't need you on this this recording session because this is the old school stuff. And Buddy said, man, I can play it. So they sat down to rehearse, and Buddy Guy clearly showed that he knew about the history of the blues and where it came from. So let's turn to Desiree's request, Muddy Waters, My Home is in the Delta.
Well, my home's in the Delta, way out on that bomber's road. Now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby. This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I haven't had no loving. Boys, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I've just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Won't come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. I
Now you know I got a funny feeling I'ma have to leave your town. Just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home with you? Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father I once was a schoolboy too. Sometime I don't know what. Sometime I don't know what a woman what in this world to, a woman what in this world to do. I don't wanna hurt your feeling or either get mad with you. Find my baby, ain't gonna let my airplane down. Now who's that coming yonder? Now who's that coming yonder? She all dressed up and pretty. She all dressed up and pretty. Yeah. If she don't be my baby, I'd soon to see.
Muddy Waters from his Folk Singer release from 1963, Good Morning, Little School Girl, another blues standard. And we opened up for Desiree in Midland with My Home is in the Delta. And it is 9:40, and I heard from Spike in Assanique, and he says, thank you for the juke joint tonight. We got two mics and one artifact. Here, listening around the radio in Assanique. Good to hear from you. Caitlin in Bay City checked in. She said she's wearing her older Juke Joint t-shirt. She's been rotating them. She has a newer one and an older one. So thank you so much for dropping me a line and letting me know you got that on. And Jeremy loved the song about the traveling man. I'll have to let him know who the artist was, and I'll respond to some of these emails later in the week. And I heard from Mary in Long Beach, California, listening online, along with her brother, who is listening from Harbor Beach over in the Thumb. Thank you, Mary. Good to hear from you. Nice to hear from you. And also heard from Jan and Danny in Mount Pleasant, and they had a question about some of the music I played a little while ago, and I will respond via email in answer to your question. Thank you. And I heard from Rob, listening online from Grand Island, Nebraska. He says, I used to live in the Grayling area for a number of years, but I've been out in central Nebraska for the last few years, and I try to listen regularly. Well, Rob, drop me a line on a regular basis. I'd love to hear from you. And that's all you got to tell me, is that you're listening from Grand Island, Nebraska. And just heard from Chief Mojo Rising in downtown Buzzonia and listening to the blues. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Well, returning to my Blues Around the Globe feature tonight, in fact, the rest of the show will be artists from around the world. We're going to turn to a Canadian band that's been together for 52 years. They formed in 1969 as the Downchild Blues Band, taking their name from a Robert Lockwood Jr. tune titled Mr. Downchild. The group was formed by two brothers, Donnie Walsh, who was known as the father of Canadian blues, and his brother Richard Hawk Walsh. They made a big hit out of a tune by Big Joe Turner years ago, Flip, Flop, and Fly, and it became their signature tune. And they also loved the music of Jimmy Reed, James Cotton, Muddy, B.B. King, Little Walter. And through the years, there have been a revolving door of musical talent coming through the band. In fact, they say there have been 120 or more musicians in their band, passing through the band over those 52 years. So let's turn to Donnie Walsh on the harp, Tony Flame on the vocals. 1987, this is a tune titled Bop Till I Drop.
Till I drop. A little later on, I started a band, rocking and rolling all across this land. Playing the cities, playing the towns, taking the ups, taking the downs. It happened that way, it's all I wanted to play. My daddy couldn't stop me. My whole family couldn't stop me. Our neighbors couldn't stop me. I ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna bop till I drop. We'll be right back. drop. I'm gonna bop. I said bop, 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 bop. But I ain't gonna stop. I'm gonna bop till I drop.
We'll be right back.
That was the Downchild Blues Band, or simply known as Downchild, and that showed off the harp chops of Donnie Walsh on that instrumental titled Off the Cuff. And you could tell he was listening to Little Walter Jacobs records, no doubt about it. That was wonderful. Hope you enjoyed that. And we open things up with Downchild on a 1987 album titled It's Been So Long. And we heard a tune titled Bop Till You Drop. Well, I heard from who did I hear from here? I heard from Kelly. She said she's listening tonight. In fact, she sent me a screenshot of her, I guess it's her car radio, and it says she's got it tuned to, it says WCMU NPR 89.5, the Juke Joint, all on her screen to let me know. Well, Kelly could be a male, could be a female, so if I got the gender mixed up, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, also heard from Barb in Grayling, and she says, thanks to Keith in Saginaw for requesting tonight's theme about blues around the globe. I enjoyed the Australian tunes by Fiona Boys. She's got a little bit of Tina Turner in her voice, don't you think? I do. And I heard from Roger in Thessalon. He says, I'm a little late to the party, but I'm listening now on the side porch as the sun fades out into the evening. And he's got to go in the house because the spring peepers are so loud outside, they were drowning out the blues. There's got to be a metaphor in there somewhere. And I can't believe you've never done an international blues show. And, well, I have done a Canadian blues show. I've done a British blues show. But I've never gone around and come up with selections by artists quite as distant as the ones I'm playing from around the globe tonight. Thank you for dropping me a line, Roger. Good to hear from you. Well, I couldn't do this show on international blues without getting to a man who was born in Ballyshannon, Ireland, back in 1948. His name, Rory Gallagher. And he grew up in Cork, Ireland. Both of his brothers and his mother were musically inclined. He started playing guitar. Then at the age of 9, he switched to the ukulele. And then he got a Fender Stratocaster, which of course you know is an electric guitar. He loved the sounds of skiffle from Lonnie Donegan and Leadbelly. He loved blues, folk music. He loved Woody Guthrie. He loved Muddy Waters, Leadbelly, Big Bill Brunsey. And he sold, this is how popular he was, he sold over 30 million records in his lifetime. Sadly, he died back in 1995 at the age of 47. Rory Gallagher. I'm going to play one tune right now and then the second tune after the top of the hour, after the station ID. Here's Rory Gallagher. Back in 1977, Do You Read Me?
We'll be right back. see it pass away. Got a something that's hard to specify. I just can't diagnose the look that's in your eyes.
Rory Gallagher captured live at Montreux, Switzerland, back in 1977. And that was a tune titled, Do You Read Me? When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, I'm going to play one more tune from Rory Gallagher from the same year, 1977, at Montreux. So you be sure to stay near the radio.